Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 11th of December, recording at 9:16 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. As far as global stock markets were concerned, it was a very quiet day, extremely small gains and losses, big drop in volatility. Where we saw the volatility was a little bit more on Wall Street tonight, and that had initially I was down a little bit. I think at the opening had a modest gain at one stage, fell about 2.5%, and then clawed back those declines a little bit. But we've still got a Dow down 2.25% and the S&P down 2.85%. A little bit more on the Nasdaq, and Brazil, which had been showing quite a reasonable rally at one stage today, gave up those gains. Now, elsewhere, the long-dated government bond market that had dipped earlier in the day for the U.S., but has rallied up and is quite firm now, back up to 124. It's up 0.09, and we had a little bit of easing in the European bonds overall. So these markets are reasonably steady, but they have backed off their highs and look somewhat overextended. But let me carry on with the review. Big downward day here for the U.S. dollar, and this has been pending for a while, as listeners will know, or people who've been following Comment of the Day and seeing the currency charts that we've been posting will know. The U.S. dollar index, I had been mentioning that we would see not only had we seen a lower high, but we would see a lower low on a break beneath about 84.80. Well, it's at 83.80 right now, and so that's a big hit. And the euro, is very strong, up 3.36. It's currently at 133.59. Has been as high as 134 today. The dollar is also down against the Japanese yen, currently 91.70. But it's a weak day for the dollar right across the boards. Now, up until Wall Street weakened, the precious metals had really been quite strong, but they've pulled back subsequently. They still show gains, but gold, for instance, is at 822 as I speak. That's spot bullion. It has been up as high as 835. Here today. Similarly, silver is at 10.35, has been up as high as 10.54. So that gives you an idea that we saw those strong gains on the weakness of the dollar, and rightly so. But there was a bit of a correlation with Wall Street during the sell-off. And industrial metals, well, most commodities are stronger here today. We had some upside follow through on coffee, and also the grains and beans complex. And crude oil had a decent day in here, up 388, currently at 47.40. Natural gas was one of the few commodities actually down today. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets are mainly range bound, and they had been edging higher within those ranges. For instance, on Wall Street, we had seen the Dow and the S&P earlier in the week push above their end January rally highs. If you've followed that market closely, you'll know that there was an end, end November rally highs. Let me get that, let me reaffirm that we had seen Wall Street's Dow and S&P just edge up above their end November rally highs. And if you recall that chart, the December started with a downward dynamic. That was Monday 2 weeks ago, and that checked the advance, and then Wall Street clawed back up, pushed up above the November high, but it's failed to maintain that gain. But I hope I haven't lost you in that description. But the point to remember on the Wall Street indices and also on the so many other stock market indices is that as long as they hold above their early December reaction lows, now those are not the actual lows, but they are the higher low. And in other words, most of these indices had a low in either October or in November, and then they had that early reaction low from which they rallied. Now, as long as they hold above those early December lows, then we have evidence that demand still has the upper hand within the range. On the other hand, if we get closes beneath those early December lows, and I think that level for the S&P is at about 815, that's against a close today at 873.59. So closes beneath those early December lows would suggest that demand had weakened a bit relative to supply. That wouldn't be game, set, and match, but that would be the first warning shot that maybe the technical rally was not going to carry on through the end of this year and into the first quarter. What we have seen here, there was a definite drop in volatility recently, and that's also evidenced by a decline in the VIX index overall, although the VIX still remains historically high, and that will be of some concern to investors. These are still nervous days in here. Moving on to long-dated government bonds, it does look to me as if they're due for a consolidation at least, following the very, very strong gains that they have seen. So I would expect a pause here. I think, though, as I've said so many times before, as long as investors are more worried about recession and the threat of deflation, then the bond prices are likely to stay relatively firm. Those government bond yields stay relatively low. My view also is that these levels are unsustainable over the long term. Who wants to lend the US government, for instance, 30-year money with a yield of less than 4%? I certainly don't, since the supply is massive and increasing, and the reflationary efforts are bound to end in some inflationary pressures, although not for not for a while yet, not for a few months yet, and possibly longer. That will depend partly on what happens to the US dollar. And there's some very clear evidence that the US dollar has topped out against many currencies in here today. And that evidence has been accumulating for a while. Now, if the dollar ranges lower slowly, that would not raise inflationary concerns. If it were to come down quickly, I think it would be a tailwind behind these commodity markets and lead to quite a sharp rally in the commodity markets. Whatever the dollar, well, now, provided the dollar doesn't prove me wrong here and rally back up through its highs on the US dollar index, and provided the euro doesn't fold back down through its recent lows, and I don't think it will, but provided that doesn't happen, then I would think that commodity markets are likely to remain relatively firm and to see further technical rallies as they look so overstretched on the downside. And that I think is pretty much pretty much it. I bought a little bit in here today. What did I do? I picked up a bit of nickel. I did that via the ETF. I also picked up some Brazil, but I'll probably get I bought a Brazilian tracker, but I will probably get stopped out of that tomorrow because I placed an in-the-money stop, and Brazil retraced its earlier gains in here today. It's dragged a little bit lower by Wall Street. But we do have more trading opportunities in these markets now than we've had, I believe, than we've had for a while. And I think some of the better ones are likely to be in the commodity sector, particularly if we do see this US dollar range lower. So, roll on Friday. I'm sure it'll be another interesting day as well. Remember, the big feature today was a weaker dollar. All the best.